All right, welcome to Highly Questionable. I wore a t-shirt because Dan always wears a t-shirt, and apparently everybody else figures since Dan's not here, they're going to dress like adults. Sarah, Katie, Mina, let go.
Who got the better end of the deal, the Chiefs or Patrick Mahomes?
All right, so Patrick Mahomes signed what feels like the modern equivalent of that time Magic Johnson signed a 25-year, $25 million contract, and then TV money exploded, and that contract looked to be utterly ridiculous. But at first, you look at this, we're talking about 10 years and over $500 million potentially at play for Mahomes. It's got some weird guaranteed mechanisms in that make the contract roll over guarantees if certain things are hit. And I don't know who got the best of it. Probably the Chiefs, right? Because it feels like it's an average value that's in line with what Mahomes should get right now, which means the average value would be far too small down the line. But the man signed for $500 million in the middle of a pandemic. There's not a single person among us, no matter the circumstances, no matter the length of the deal, if they said, how'd you like $500 million? We signing it right now. We ain't even going to read it.
Yeah, I've been covering contracts for a while. And when I saw the phrase guaranteed mechanisms, I had no idea what it means, which is usually a good sign that someone's being hoodwinked. Whenever we have this conversation, is the quarterback getting what he's worth? The correct question is, well, how much would he get if he was a free agent? If the draft didn't exist, if the franchise didn't exist, if the fifth-year option didn't exist, and Patrick Mahomes walked outside and said, hey, NFL, what do you want to pay me? He'd get paid a lot more than he's get paying. And, as Bo pointed out, he would get a shorter contract, which is why this is a win for the Chiefs. Not because of the dollar figure or even the guarantees, but because in 5 years, Patrick Mahomes can't come back to the table and say, hey, $45 million a year? How about $55 million a year? Now, they're probably going to rip it up at some point anyways because the cap hits will be too big. But when they do, when they renegotiate, the fact that he still will have 5, 6, 4 years left on his deal makes it a lot easier for the Chiefs to get another team-friendly extension.
I mean, to your point, I think Bill Barnwell has said essentially he views this more as sort of like a 6-year, $183 million deal. And then after that, it gets into the $300 millions. It's a lot harder to wrangle in terms of how it'll affect cap room. So they will likely renegotiate then. I think they both win because, to Bo's point, here's $500 million. And also because of the length of the deal, the flexibility to hopefully not hamstring your chances at being on a good team and being a great player that's remembered not just for your own greatness, but for your accomplishments with the team, and to continue playing with someone like Andy Reid for as long as he wants to coach, who very clearly has gotten the best out of him. It's one of those everybody wins, but to your point, he can make even more than this. So it's somehow a team-friendly $500 million deal.
I'm just relieved to hear Mina say that she didn't understand something when it came to understanding this contract, because I spent most of the morning trying to better understand this contract as a person who admittedly is confused by the cap in general. I'm not afraid to say that. So to hear Mina say that it was confusing to her, I got all these numbers here and I'm like, I don't know how to say these in a quick enough way on this show, but luckily you all covered it. It's friendly for both of them, but yes, somehow is more team friendly, which is fascinating. I just think we win in all of this because we get to talk about a football player signing a deal for 10 years and over $500 million.
I mean, I still lose again. But
you do. Y'all drafted Sam Bowie. But let me just take a moment and just point out the idea that somebody got a contract for $500 million. And we as an industry have the audacity to try to figure out if it was good for them. Now, I'm a person that wants players to get every dime that they possibly can. But there's a lot of hateration, holleration going on in the larger dancery when you're trying to look up and try to find a way to say that this dude got. Because the bottom line is, if he plays as he plays and this deal goes farther and he doesn't like that deal, they're going to tear his deal up just like they tore up Magic Johnson's deal, because this dude looks like a Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan type of figure.
Not to mention, he'll be 36 when this deal ends and can probably sign yet another big deal after that, even if they don't renegotiate this, which they're certain to do. And that's how great he is also, that not a single person I've heard has said this was a bad deal for the Chiefs. Yes. And it's 12 years total. Like, that's crazy.
That's what I love so much about this whole topic and story, by the way, is how unimpeachable Pat Mahomes is. Like, we're going to do this whole thing again when Dak Prescott gets his deal, and it's going to be a big debate. Is Dak Prescott elite? Is he actually worth it? We don't have to have that debate with Mahomes. Everybody agrees. He's the best. It's so simple and pure. It's kind of beautiful.
Can the Chiefs be a dynasty while paying Patrick Mahomes so much money?
See, this is the next level of the hateration and holleration that comes with these big contracts, is you've got maybe the greatest quarterback we've ever seen, and we're asking, but can you win with him because of the existence of a salary cap? of course, there's going to be a certain measure of difficulty because there is less money to spend around. And people's argument is the way you want to do this is to get a quarterback on a cheap cost control contract. You'd love to have it, but you ain't letting Patrick Mahomes walk away. What does this mean? You're just going to need to be good at all your other scouting to get some of those dudes in there for cheap. Because in some of these years where Tom Brady was coming in way below like 20% of the salary cap and everybody's so excited, it wasn't like the Patriots were spending all of the money. They had some times where they could have paid him more millions and still been a Super Bowl caliber team having a high-class quarterback. They've got a Jordan-like figure. Stop trying to figure out if there's something wrong with that.
This feels like it's approaching the is a hot dog a sandwich on the internet, the exact percentage point after which you fall off a cliff and you're incapable of winning. And no matter which way you write that story, I'm like, you know what? That is a good, but wait, hold on. That's a good point. And in the end, I think it's totally dependent on who's coaching, who's running, what the GM is doing with the talent positions and how they're able to save money. I do think you look at the large increase in his salary and it coincides with an expected gigantic leap in the salary cap in the NFL because of TV deals going from under $200 million to potentially over $300 million. The length of the deal then allows them to move things around so that they aren't hamstrung. And the fact that Patrick Mahomes wanted this deal and wants to stay there means that in all likelihood, he's going to help them make sure that they're not a crap team with a great quarterback. I'm not real worried about this, and I wouldn't be if I were a Chiefs fan. I would be if I was a Bears fan, again, because none of this, we don't get any of it.
Not a problem you have in Chicago. The statistic you're referring to is one that gets thrown out every time we have this debate about quarterbacks and contracts and Super Bowls. I think it's like 11.5%, as though paying the quarterback 10.5% means you're okay and you're in the clear. I hate this statistic because it's a small sample size. Getting to a Super Bowl is an incredibly random thing in the NFL. Yes, as Bo said, it is great to have a quarterback on a rookie contract. But if you actually look throughout history, and I don't know, Dante Hightower doesn't strip Matt Ryan, or the Saints get that pass interference call, or Brandon Bostic recovers that onside kick. We're looking at a very different set of numbers.
Where you run the ball instead of throwing it.
All right. We don't have to go there today. But sometimes people will actually point to Joe Flacco and say, wow, look, you know, they won the Super Bowl when he was on his cheap contract, and they gave him this huge one, and they never returned to that level of success. Here's why. Because he's Joe Flacco. It wasn't because of his contract. It's because he's bad. If you have a good quarterback, pay him a lot of money. Find the value elsewhere. That is literally your job as a GM. These teams don't stink because they're paying their quarterbacks a lot of money. It's because they're paying the wrong quarterbacks a lot of money.
Yeah, it feels like this team is a team that has now found the piece that we always talk about, and they've locked that piece down. And then since we can't talk about, like, will they lock that piece down, we move on to, like, but will they be able to lock down every other piece and make every other choice properly? I just wonder if in Imperial China, this was how dynasties work, that every time another family came up, people were like, do you think they're going to be the next dynasty? Like, why do we do this every single time a team makes a correct move? We're like, is it enough for them to win? We have no idea. There's no way to answer this question. And I understand that that's the veil over sports media, that we're all just supposed to debate this question like it's answerable.
You can't say that part out
and
loud,
I'm kind of saying the quiet part out loud. But you know what? I have no idea if they're going to be the next dynasty, because there's like 1,000 decisions between now and then when we'll figure that out.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
There's no rules.
Here we go. Here we go. Oh, this is great parenting. This is great parenting.
With Jesus on the way out.
Highly Questionable is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit, part of Happy Hour.
Do you question if this was a beautiful moment?
All right, we're going to a country that deserves nice things. That's why they get to have the Premier League. They told me the names of the teams. I don't remember. Just notice the goalkeeper.
Tottenham and Everton.
Yeah. There we go. And we're going to have the goalkeeper or tender. Whichever one it is, he's talking to the best player on the team. let's go watch and play some footy.
So Lo Celso won't be able to claim it, but Everton haven't really carried enough of a threat. Only at the end of the half without Richarlison never did they get anywhere near.
Oh, he's getting sun.
Here with these Spurs players.
Oh, you know you didn't do that.
Yeah, I did.
What's up?
Okay, yeah, so they seem to have some beef. Now, Jose Mourinho, who I have heard of, he's Mr. Respect. Either way, let's see what he had to say after the game.
When Hugo Lloris confronts Heung-min Son like he does, is that a good thing for you or a bad thing?
That's beautiful.
I just want to take a moment to point out that the producer before we started this was explaining to me what the clip was, and I was very confused because he said something about the goalie talking to son, and I thought he said that the goalie was talking to his own son, and then I was just like, I must have heard it wrong, and then I looked up, and the dude's name is Son.
The greatest soccer player in the world, the greatest Korean, the pride of the nation. And
I
also,
see why we're doing this.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, guys really didn't think it was going to go here. Also, my mom's favorite athlete, she is obsessed with him. He is her cell phone case. She's got like four jerseys. And when this actual fight happened, I texted her and I was like, what's going on here? To which she replied, it's obviously not his fault. Like, that dude could take a puppy at midfield and punt it into the stands, and my mom would say the puppy deserved it.
Do you question if Swaggy P should be proud of this bucket?
All right, this is Nick Young playing basketball with his son, which is a reminder for you. Just remember, everybody you see, everybody you've met, they're going to let damn near all of them raise a child. What do we have?
There's no rules.
Here we go. Here we go. Oh, this is great parenting. This is great parenting.
With Jesus on the way out.
That's wow. What a... That is the kind of parenting that we need right now. That kid will never beat his dad in one-on-one unless he himself gets good enough to go to the NBA, and we need more people who destroy their children in basketball.
He should absolutely be proud of that. That's a tiny basketball. That's a very difficult thing to adjust to. As a person who played softball, when I picked up a baseball, it was like a completely different ball to me. That was a crazy shot. Good for you, Swaggy.
It was not an amazing shot. He's an NBA player.
I have a question that I fear will not reflect well on me, but I'm going to ask it anyways.
Here we go.
Wasn't the toddler talking at the end there, right? There was another child off camera, or because there was like a child's voice and it felt like a baby can't
talk. All right, run it back.
Mina is asking us if child that is being stepped over is the one who is talking. If that kid could say something right then, it would be daddy, get your crotch out my face.
Highly Questionable is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Part of Happy Hour.
Tomorrow morning at 5:30 a.m. on ESPN, the KBO.
All right, that is the Korean baseball organization. That's what we've been doing here at the network because it's the baseball that we could find. Now, Carl Ravitch, he calls the games, and apparently our Korean brothers and sisters are very appreciative, so they made a song about Carl Ravitch.
They're
getting down.
Look at that dance.
Are those finger guns?
Uh-huh. Yes, they are. Post a second
sword to home, banya. Whoa! Ended with a double finger gun.
Wow.
But wait. It seems that there were questions at the time as to whether our friend Boog Shambi would get his own song, and our Korean brothers and sisters have come through with a Boog Shambi anthem of sorts.
Let's do it. He only gets one dancer.
A little less with the theatrics.
Sure, he won't take that personally. Let you go. Wow. Together. Wow. ESPN Boog Shambi. ESPN Boog Shambi. Wow. ESPN Boog Shambi. Let you go. Wow. Together. Wow.
Wow.
All right. So you know how songs will have titles and then there'll be something in the parentheses, right?
Yeah.
That would be the Boog Shambi song, parentheses, you happy now? Because that's what she gave me mad, are you happy now vibes. Katie, are you intrigued?
Yeah, I'm intrigued. I know the second one, Boog's song, had a little bit less theatrics, but I will say that's what kids are calling dances now. If you've been on TikTok for 2 seconds, that is a highly choreographed dance. I'm with it. I love both songs, and they all mention ESPN. So technically, they're songs about all of us, which I'm into.
Sarah, are you intrigued?
I'm very intrigued. I enjoyed both. I think the Carl Ravitch song is a bit more of a bop, and I did like the double finger guns choreography, but I couldn't help but hear when they said ESPN, we are with you. It felt more like we were crying out for help and they were saying that they're here to support us because they have their you-know-what together and America doesn't. Like, I couldn't disassociate myself from the fact that we countries to be with us now because we desperately need their help.
And they don't want to be with us because they don't want to catch it. Mina, are you intrigued?
Look, I'm not saying as prominent Korean on ESPN, I take it personally that I didn't get. Oh, just throw me a verse. Here we go. Just throw me a verse. I don't need my own song. I just want, you know, and Mina comes too.
You just saw what happened when you asked for your song. They just give you one person and throw her in a closet and tell her to say wow a couple times.
I just want a verse. I don't need my own song.
All right, that is the show. We will be back on Thursday. Well, I will be back on Thursday. Dan won't be back. I imagine one of them will. I don't really check the schedule before I go.
One of them.
Dan's gone, but I am sweating enough to make up for his absence.
Yes.
As usual. That is okay. We're in long sleeves.